pretty things on bed now, of course. The city fathers, they're trying to endorse the reincarnation of Paul Revere's horse, but the town has no need to be nervous. The ghost of Bellstar, she hands down her wits to Jezebel and Nun, she violently knits a bald wig for Jack the Ripper, who sits at the head of the Chamber of Commerce. Mama's in a factory, she ain't got no shoes. Daddy's in the alley, he's looking for food. I'm in the kitchen with the tombstone blues.
That's right, that's right, that's right. Hey, 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 yo. Yo. How's it going, everybody? Welcome back. It is I. It is me. It is you and I and me together as one. This is, in fact, the Carolyn and Joe Show. My name is Joe.
And I'm Carolyn.
Hey, Carolyn, how you doing?
Now everyone's together as two.
As two.
And we even have more.
We do have more, don't we?
Special guest Brian is in the studio.
Hey, man.
Hey, hey,
so now
hey.
We have three. Let's count.
One. That's it? One?
That's it. One.
You by yourself of
one
us
of three.
Two.
I am one of one.
How's it going, Brian? Welcome back onto the show. We'd like to have you on the show as many times whenever you're in town. Why not? Let's have Brian Sarvis, the logical explanation to the whole equation.
That's right. If I'm here, I might as well be here.
We always like to, you know, it's always interesting because whenever you're on the show, I always feel the need to use you as sort of the logical standpoint in situations that happen throughout the whole entire world, because I feel like that's how it is in my life anyway. I have a crazy idea, I bring it to you, and you break it down to some sort of logical explanation if it makes sense or not. Sometimes you're described as my translator.
There we go. Yeah. Sometimes that's the way it works.
So, Carolyn, before we start the show, what's going on in the world today?
Well, we have some important announcements to make.
I'm going to enjoy some granola while you do this.
Mm. Go for it. Can I hear some munchy sounds? That's some crunchy granola. All right, listen up, folks. This Saturday, if you're anywhere near Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, Joe and I are going to be there with many other artists and writers, including the editor of this book that we are promoting called District Comics. The editor's name is Matt Dembicki. And we're going to be there with him and a whole bunch of other people that can make it up to Philly for a book signing. I believe the time is 5 p.m. Is that correct, Joe?
Maybe.
Maybe. Check curls-studio.com for more information. But if you're familiar with Philly, it's near the university there. I don't know which one it is.
It should be no earlier than 5 o'clock.
You're familiar with some sort of university.
It's near some university.
Is it near the Rocky Memorial?
I don't know. It's kind of near there.
Is it near the ECW Arena?
It's near everywhere, but it's at Locust Moon Comics and Movies, and you need to be there this Saturday, September 22nd. It's near the Rotunda, where we have had previously been there for Philly Alternative Comic Con.
And if you're listening to this show, and it's already been many years past or many months past, thanks for showing up. Thanks for being there for us many years.
So this Saturday, September 22nd, the District Comics book, I just have to say, sold out at Small Press Expo this past weekend.
That was pretty impressive.
Because actually Matt, the editor, he brought 100 copies, and they all sold out. And Joe and I had about 20 copies, and they all sold out. So everyone was walking around with a District Comics in their hand, and we've been getting some really good press on that as in general, all of us, because I think there's 22 artists and writers on the whole book. So it's a massive project, and all the stories are about Washington, D.C. area, but they're all, like, unconventional stories that you wouldn't necessarily read in your history book, but they're all true based on the tale.
Exactly.
And cool. So Joe and I have a story in there called Spytini about the Red Spy Queen, and she used to hang out in Martin's Tavern in Georgetown. So she would get all her secrets and stuff there. But it's a story about one night and what happens there with her. But what's going on with District Comics is that we've been getting a lot of good press. Like, we're on the cover, not just Joe and I, but just the book in general.
One day we'll be on the cover.
The book in general was on the cover of Washington City Paper. So that's a pretty big deal to be, like, on a weekly, you know, cover and featured like that. And then they reprinted two of the stories from the book in the newspaper that week. And then we've been just getting blurbs everywhere in press outlets. So that's pretty cool to be out there and be prominent. And like, so credit goes to Fulcrum Publishing and Matt for arranging a lot of these events. And there's going to be more book signings with District Comics coming up, but Joe and I might not be able to make some of them because we're going to be at other events, including...
So look for those at your local other events places.
So look for these other events. On September 29th, we're going to be at Asbury Park Comic Con. Now, this is a fun one. Joe and I went to the first ever one. This is the second ever one. And it's in Jersey Shore, New Jersey. It's right outside of New York City. And it's awesome because it's in a bowling alley. And nice. It's like really retro and cool, and they have like
not just any bowling alley,
not just any bowling alley, but like it's the coolest
famous,
bowling
it's
alley.
It's a famous bowling alley.
Yeah, the Pontani sisters have performed there. There's burlesque and crazy stuff that goes on inside that bowling alley, but maybe not at that time that we're having Comic Con. But stuff goes on. You never know what's going to be happening at night. Last time we were there, they did have a burlesque show at night. But yeah, it's like literally steps from the boardwalk, steps from the beach. So it's just a pretty cool overall vibe of that whole town. And I dug it. And they even have like an old school photo booth area. You know the type with the curtain? That was pretty fun.
I do know that type.
But that was pretty fun. And like, they, you know, it's an old school bowling alley and it's a comic convention. It was a great show the first time around. So I'm expecting the second time
and
around
actually,
to
be even
should, better.
People should definitely go to this one because you know what? This is going to be the last time it's going to be in that bowling alley too because it's moving on up.
It's moving on up to the Asbury Park Convention Center next time around. But
so now this is like a special attraction for those people.
It is.
And also I hear that this show is going to be covered by a lot of local press, a lot of big national press maybe too.
Definitely. Nice. So that's like on September 29th.
Like what's the BBC one? The
British?
Yeah, what's the
BBC.
Press? What's the big press over there? A czar? What is the name of that?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Oh, come on. What's your word on the street? You know what I'm talking about? What's that?
BBC?
What is the press from the UK? The big one? Or
the Globe?
No, there's a... Not the Globe. No, the real press.
The real press.
The BBC? That's the... I don't know...
Oh, come on. What's going on with your credibility? Let's go.
You don't even know what we're going for.
You don't even understand fashion.
You don't even understand fashion, man.
No, they have that... It starts with an A. I worked with them one time. I forgot what it's called. They always cover all like the international events, but it's based out of the UK or based out of. It always sounds like some sort of Middle Eastern.
Al Qaeda.
Yes.
Starts with an A.
Al Qaeda. That's it.
The Al Qaeda press is coming to Asbury Park, man.
Dude, I'd be scared.
I don't know if I should be scared or if I should be excited. That shit's gonna blow up.
Oh my god.
That's racist.
I don't know what you're actually talking about.
Whatever, someone at home will figure it out.
It starts with an A?
I think it starts with an A. I'm not quite,
I don't know.
Name
what...
all the international. Come on, politician. Name all the international press people. Come on, you're more included. You're more clued in.
Are you talking about the Associated Press, AP?
No, that's not international.
It is international. Well, that's they cover not, everything.
Yeah, but that's
what
in America.
Outside
of America. What is the outside?
We'll look it up after I finish these.
I'm
going
to forget it by that time. We'd be like, oh, okay.
Just tell the listeners if somebody knows it to, you know.
Yeah, email info at curl7studio.com if you know that.
It sort of sounds like.
Trivia.
For some reason, I feel like it sort of sounds like Aziz Azarni. It's not Aziz Azarni.
He's going to be there?
Al-Kazir. It's Al-Kazir.
Al Jazeera.
Yeah.
That is not European. That's a Middle Eastern. TV outlet.
Well, there you go.
Sick burn.
Well, first you're talking about Al Qaeda, and now there's Al Jazeera. There's a big difference. One's a terrorist organization, and another one's a press outlet.
They all sound the same to me.
They might as well be terrorists.
Wait, so Al Jazeera is going to be at Asbury Park Comic Con? Where did you hear this? What is your source?
I said the international press source. Is going to be
that like is that. Not international. Well, they do report international events, but they are based out of wherever, somewhere in the Middle East.
In the desert? Is that what they're
not
based
a
out of?
That is not a British. Well, they do have a DC chapter. They do have offices in DC. Anyway, I'm actually going to look them up right after I finish these tour dates.
They might be here at Asbury Park. Why not?
How do you have that intelligence?
How do I not have that intelligence?
Well, why are you bringing up Al Jazeera?
Because I said the international press is going to be at
Asbury
Park.
International press.
Well, they're not in America. They're international.
Some place from outside of America is coming in.
That's right. You said Al Qaeda's coming. What's that? That's even worse. You just, we're gonna get in trouble now. They're gonna be like
we'll come to the Asbury Park Comic Con.
It's like, is there something happening big there?
That's all right. The government's gonna listen to your show and red flag
I'm
it.
Coming
they're
to
the red flag. They're gonna black flag.
Yeah. We're coming to the bowling alley.
They're gonna black flag our show and then they're gonna black bag us.
They'll just like throw us in the Jersey Shore and be like, forget those guys.
Yes.
The Jersey Shore.
They're like, do you think we should have killed them first? No.
That's where our terrorists go, into the Jersey Shore.
Yeah, they're all gonna they'll get trained in Jersey.
No, actually in the show. Do. That's where they get put into that show. That's their punishment for being terrorists.
But there's a cool boardwalk there, like so walk away.
That's right,
and
terrorists.
There's a video game area, so you can practice when you want to fly into buildings.
No, it's a pinball game area.
It's a pinball game.
How does that sound to you, Brian? Would you make it up to Asbury Park Comic Con to hang out with Al Jazeera?
Sure, if I knew who they were.
I just told you, it's international press.
Yeah, that means nothing.
Okay, well, I don't know if they're going to be there, but you should be there. Okay, so on October 11th through 14th, now this is the big one. This is a big one because Brian Sarvis is going to be here.
Oh, yeah.
It's New York Comic Con.
Starring Brian Sarvis.
Starring
That's
Brian
right,
Sarvis.
Starring me. I will be the celebrity and, guest star.
And Grant Morrison.
And Grant Morrison. And yeah. Brian K. Vaughn. Right. And Brian Sarvis.
And Booker T. Right.
And Booker T. And Adam West and Burt Ward.
And Christopher, what's his face? The guy from...
Christopher Lloyd.
Christopher Lloyd, yeah.
Great Scott.
Great Scott. Christopher Lloyd.
And
you gotta be there.
And Velvet Sky and...
Is she really gonna be there?
Yeah, she's gonna be there.
Oh my gosh. That's amazing.
Hopefully some Summer Glow will be there.
That's gonna be a surprise.
That'll be a surprise guest.
Now, who would you want to be at New York
Comic-Con? We just said it!
No. I mean, besides her. Because you already saw her last year.
No, I didn't see her.
Wait, you didn't?
No.
Oh, no, that was Summer. No. I thought you were thinking of the other girl. What's the girl that you did see last year?
I saw Jewel State.
Yeah, yeah. That's who I was thinking of. Sorry, yeah. I got mixed up. My fault.
Yeah, yeah.
No, who would you like to see besides Summer from Serenity?
Well, from Serenity.
No. She is from Serenity. But who else would, out of the whole world, out of everybody, including Al Qaeda, who would you want to
including
see?
Al-Qaeda. I don't want to see Al Qaeda there.
That would be so terrible if they're there.
They're all cosplay.
They're like, I'm a stormtrooper.
What are you guys supposed to be? We're Al Qaeda. Oh, cool. It's very authentic. 100%. You're like, I don't think they have those shoes.
They're like, we need to protect from the sand out there blowing in our face.
So you saw Jewel State last year, Brian.
Yes.
And one more tour date.
Oh, yeah. I thought we had more than that.
October 27th, Annapolis Comic Con in Maryland. See you guys there, and there's going to be a Halloween special and a whole bunch of fun stuff to do. That's right before Halloween.
Nice.
So who would you like to see at New York Comic Con if you were a programmer and you would want to pick somebody?
Sometimes I was a programmer.
Yeah.
A computer programmer.
I don't know. Summer's about it for me right now, I guess.
There has to be more than that.
There's got
to
be some Dean Cain for me.
Zoe Deschanel.
Oh, yeah.
We'll just keep listing people. Rooney Mara.
But see, for me, it'd be more like actors and stuff versus...
Well, yeah, there's actors. What do you think Summer is?
What
was Jewel?
I know.
What was Allison Mack?
True.
Or are they not actors?
Those are not actors. No, I'm just saying.
They're just some hot girls you met on the side of the road.
No, they're all actors. I don't know. I was just thinking more on the comic book world side. You know, they were all doing comic book themes, or not necessarily, but sci-fi or comic book fantasy type of stuff. All right, I want Bruce Willis to be there. Let's get down to brass tacks.
I want him to
be there. Bruce, how's he ever going
to
get
there? I want Bruce Willis to be
fifth
there.
Fifth Element. Let's bring some Fifth Element into Comic-Con.
It's either that one or he's going to go as, what is his character in Die Hard? I forgot his name now.
McClane.
He goes there as, the next Die Hard takes place in, Comic-Con. he has to break in or something like that.
Breaking news, Al Jazeera. Hold on.
Breaking news on Al Jazeera?
On Al Jazeera is an independent broadcaster owned by the state of Qatar.
Qatar.
Where they have a VCU arts program for design also. That's how I know Qatar. A
VCU arts program?
Yeah, they have the, like,
in
my
Qatar?
Major. My major was in Qatar. Yeah, there's some of my professors went there. Apparently it's very good from what I've heard. So they It's a TV channel, and they've expanded, including internet and specialty TV channels in multiple languages. So they are worldwide, but they are based out of Arabic news. Basically, it's a translated Arabic news into English.
Hopefully, they're going to be there at Asbury Park.
But they are not related to any terrorist organization, just to be clear.
That you know.
That's good. That's good that they're not. Press and terrorism should not mix together well.
Well, they should not mix. Just so you know, there's Al-Qaeda, and that is a terrorist organization, and Al Jazeera is the press.
What if Al-Qaeda is not really a terrorist organization?
Well,
because you know, because Americans are terrorists in other countries too.
Because you know, America basically created Osama bin Laden. So
genetically,
they genetically created him, and then they threw him into the Jersey Shore off the boat.
Like, and then bam, Snooki.
And then, yeah, then Snooki got Snooki got pregnant from the sperm that was in the ocean.
No, that is Snooki.
Oh, ew.
Or she ingested like one of the syringes she found on the beach.
Oh,
I wouldn't be surprised if that happened. We need to write that comic book.
You wouldn't be surprised if
actually,
that happened.
Actually, I kind of like Snooki. I've never actually seen the Jersey Shore TV show.
Why do you like Snooki?
Well, like, I don't know if you guys remember, but Nadia, who is on this very same Carolyn and Joe show.
Hipster Nadia.
Hipster Nadia is actually a big fan of... She's a big fan of Snooki, and one day I was, like, asking her about it, and she was like, you know, Snooki's fun. She'd be fun to hang out with. You know, she just goes about her life and, you know, has fun. And I seem like I could be her friend. You know, like, I don't know. I kind of liked how her analyzation of Snooki was. Granted, I have not seen the show, but I do like how Snooki gets paid like $30,000 just to show up for a party. And I'm like, girl, yeah, go for it. If that's what people are paying you to show up for one night. Yeah. You know, like, I mean, I got to give credit is due. If somehow she worked her way up the whatever food chain of life.
Food chain. She worked her way up the stupid train of life, because that's all it is.
Well, I don't know
it's
what
people being retarded and people want to see retarded people.
Well, I don't
well,
know
people
what
are
that's
stupid
all
enough to pay for
hey,
that
Snooki
stuff, right?
Could be at New York Comic Con, dude.
That would be ridiculously awesome if she was.
She was
there.
She was at the DC car show this past year.
Oh, she really?
She was the main guest. You have to keep in mind that this woman was on the cover of Rolling Stone magazine.
She's
now,
been
how
on
many
every
people,
single show.
No matter if you hate Snooki or not, how many people can go around and be like, oh, I was on the cover of Rolling Stone?
So you're saying
that's bad that Rolling Stone even put her on the cover. That just discredits Rolling Stone for me.
Like the whole magazine.
Yeah, the whole magazine. You're dead
like
to me, Rolling
for
Stone.
Every year, even like the past 40 years.
Yeah, forever.
Forever.
You're done.
I mean, that does say a lot.
That's the problem with America is people like that get famous for no fucking reason. Because some show does well, and then they have some, PR person just push, and their agent just push them and push them and try to put them in all these spots to.
But that means they're doing a good job on their.
Yeah, that means,
end,
yeah, it means their agent or their PR people are doing great jobs, but.
But there must be something if people are willing to pay that much to have her come to a party and stuff. There must be
If they're paying like $30,000.
Seriously.
That's quite amazing amount of guarantee.
And even like that Situation guy, I don't know anything about him, but all I know is like he takes pictures without a shirt. He actually has appeared at Comic Cons. He was like at Wizard, one of the Wizard Comic Cons, and people were upset about that. They were like, "What's he doing there?" And like,
exactly.
But there must be some type
like,
of appeal.
What do you do? You do nothing.
He's part
he
of pop culture,
shirt.
Man. Yeah. That's part of pop culture.
That is exactly what it is.
Like but, pop culture doesn't. You don't really need to be anything to be in pop culture, right?
But isn't that kind of sad about our whole generation? Like that—that
yes,
that
it's
represents
very sad.
It.
That's sad I think about it, America in general.
I think it's actually quite kind of sad what people are willing to pay for. Or what they don't pay for, you know what I mean? Like the how people weigh in, like, oh, I'm gonna pay. There's like, I'll pay like $100. People will be like, I'll pay $100 for this, but you know that piece of gum for $1? That's a little too expensive.
Yeah, but you gotta understand, it's not like the people aren't paying for Snooki. It's whatever club she goes to. Their club is paying her to come there to make an appearance,
and so that people
so
come to
bring
the club
more people
to
the
her.
Club, right?
Will they bring $30,000 worth?
They
of,
must be because I'm sure. She's obviously producing. And then even the Situation has his own comic book.
Oh my
I'm
god.
I'm not kidding you. He really does. Somebody drew a full on comic book. I haven't read it, but it's in comic book stores.
What did he do? Write it?
No, he didn't. It's just like his autobiography or something.
He got somebody else to write.
I don't know what they're going to write about him, but.
Went to the gym, lifted weights, dead.
Tanned. I tanned and did laundry and lifted weights. That's what I do.
That's right.
And then I took my shirt off.
Somehow I tried to get pussy in my face.
Is that how he talks?
And I don't know. That's not probably how he talks.
I banged a bunch of dumb chicks.
Yo, man.
Woo, woo, woo. You know it.
That's like, I don't know.
Dude, they should get Zack Ryder at Asbury Park Comic Con.
There's always a group of people every year of like.
Oh, they should get Zack Ryder at New York.
There's always a group of people like every 3 years of like celebrityism where we're like, what? Who? How did they become famous? Right?
I don't know.
The Miz.
I'm kind of like more credit to her, you know. Like I admit, like for maybe a split second, I was like, what the hell is this? I'm not like paying this. For Snooki, why would I want anything by Snooki?
Well, describe then, like, why would Snooki, for people who don't know, who have been living in a Al-Qaeda...
In a cave?
In a cave with Al-Qaeda. Why...
They
why,
probably even know. They're like, Snooki!
Why would you...
they probably know her from the internet, dude. Ooh, they know.
That's what they... That's
Arsenio Hall.
They're like, we love Snooki!
Why would people not like Snooki anyway? Like, tell me what's...
Because they're jealous of her.
No, but like,
they could get paid $30,000 to go to
like,
a party.
Why did you not like Snooki?
For a split second?
Beginning. Like, and how did that transform?
Because I was like, who is this? She's just some girl that, like, parties. I don't know what else she does. And then she's just like...
Because that was off of the...
Because
that was still riding off of the... That was still riding off of the Paris Hilton and the Kardashian and then the Snooki. You know what I mean?
But I guess the appeal of Snooki is that Paris Hilton and Kim Kardashian already had money going into it. I don't think Snooki was ever super rich before this whole... TV show thing.
She was the one that got punched in the face,
she's
right?
She's like, well, yeah. I think that she is right? Like...
That was the best thing that ever happened to that show.
Think of how many girls are probably like Snooki. That probably... like, she's like the average girl type thing that...
What?
Well, I don't... Not every girl's like Snooki, but what I'm saying is that a lot of her fan base can maybe relate to her and, you know, be like, oh, she's successful. You know, like, I saw pictures of the DC car show, just photographs. And there was tons of girls dressed up like Snooki to see her. I'm not kidding you.
Now describe Snooki for people who haven't seen her.
I like
when you hear descriptions of people and you match it up to like the actual reality of realizing, oh, that person's famous. And then let's break her down. How does she look like?
Well, she's like the short Italian girl with
how short? Below 5 foot.
I don't know. I haven't measured her.
No, she's around five, under five.
Okay, she's very short. She's not exactly in the best athletic shape as in a model sense, but she's more like average girl.
But she used to be a gymnast.
Is that what it is?
Yeah.
So she's kind of thick muscled.
No, she's just fat. She drinks all the time. Let herself
go. She's just fat.
She got a busted ass face, some crappy tan, and horrible hair, and wears the worst tight outfits. It's just retarded.
And also,
man.
I think
this contrasting descriptions here.
Part
she's
of her-
like Carolyn's like, oh, she represents the average girl, and then Brian's like, she's a busted ass face, wears a bad tan. It's like, look at these two perspectives, man.
Do you think her fan base is mostly women?
Guido chicks?
Women.
Or whatever.
Yeah, Guido chicks. And
probably.
That's a segment of the population.
Yeah.
And also, I feel like her name, Snooki, is like a fun thing to say. I think that a lot of people, I think that's part of her fame.
What's her real name?
Like, it's like Nicole something, right? I don't know.
Yes, it's Nicole.
So,
something.
But it's like Nicole something. How many girls are named Nicole something? So many. But if you go around calling yourself Snooki, then everyone's going to remember you. Seriously. Because they're going to be like, that's Snooki.
I'm Snooki. My name is Tushy.
And they all had like names like Situation.
You can call me Wishy Wishy.
Yeah, they all had their nicknames.
Yeah, their nicknames. I think that was part of the appeal.
The nickname is what completed the whole situation.
Yeah.
The situation.
Yeah.
I mean, I haven't seen the show. The show is probably shitty, honestly. I don't really watch shit TV. But I'm just saying, like...
We try not to watch anything shitty.
Exactly. I try not to inject any of this stuff into my life. But I'll talk about it on the radio show. Speaking of which, I'm upset about something else. Did you guys see...
Well, I didn't even know you were upset. What were you upset with?
Okay, this is our favorite celebrity
to dislike. You're talking about something that you enjoyed, And then you're like, something else I'm upset about. Like, wait a minute, what?
Well, I guess like...
You're like, I love Snooki.
I never said
Snooki
I love
in the face. Snooki in the face.
No, I don't... I would never like contribute money to her. Honestly, if there was like a party and people were like, oh, Snooki it's like $20 admission to come see
it's
Snooki.
It's Snooki fun.
I would not like probably do that. You know what I mean? Like, has, I don't think I would.
Snooki has a book. Snooki used to have
but
a hairstyle.
Awesome.
She went
it's
downward.
Good for her, dude. I wish. She, I mean,
Snooki
I'm not
was
saying
at
I want her life.
Snooki
but
was at WrestleMania.
She was.
She got the win at
you
WrestleMania.
Want, you want her life?
Just I'm not
go,
saying that
just
I
go,
want.
No, I'm saying just go get on a reality TV show that
see,
does
I don't,
well. And
like,
then
isn't to me, she, that's bullshit too. Because yeah. I don't want to do. I don't want to sell myself out like that. But I'm just saying, like, I do appreciate how like she probably didn't even write her book. But for all we know,
hell
like,
no, she didn't write.
Who the hell? Why would she write?
What is she gonna write about?
She's gonna write about clothes, drugs, alcohol, vaginas. Penises, yeah. Breasts.
Actually,
butts.
I'm kind of I'm kind of interested just to see what you wrote about. But anyway, what I'm saying,
she wrote about her face, her tan, her
gym tan her, laundry,
yeah, her tampons.
And now
her
she
nails.
Didn't she get pregnant and have a baby,
yeah,
but she doesn't release the father's name.
Yeah, it was
name.
A toilet baby.
Yeah, she.
Oh, yeah,
it was one of those she
was,
didn't know she was
it,
pregnant, and then it just
it,
popped out of the toilet one day.
Is it really? Did
now
you
know it's called a toilet baby.
What is that?
I don't know.
No, but like that's how she got pregnant because she found the syringe with Bin Laden's DNA of the sperm she injected.
Planted by Al Jazeera.
Al Jazeera reports.
Al Qaeda reports.
You know what you should do for your next kid, Roxy? You should put some sort of like Snooki character in it.
She becomes the most popular kid in the class yeah. somehow yeah. because she was in like a print ad for like half a second.
Yeah. She was in the background of a news.
You know what she is? Snooki is like the poor man's Kim Kardashian.
The poor man's Kim Kardashian.
She is
the munchkin Kim Kardashian.
She is
like the munchkin village.
I don't know. I just got no respect for any of these people that just get famous by doing nothing.
It's tough because it's like,
well, they have a sex tape. They worked that's a little bit.
Yeah, they work real hard because it's like, what exactly equals fame? Which a lot of people seeing them, and then it's like really just get put on television.
It's like, how much can you sell your soul?
Actually, truthfully, any of those people who post like a big paragraph on Facebook thinks they're famous. Fuck you.
Okay,
that's like, how it feels like. That's how it feels like. It feels like sometimes when people are on Facebook and they're posting like these long,
they're just like, look at me, look at my like, day.
It almost sounds
this
like
is what it consists
it,
of.
It sounds like they're like. It sounds like all the friends that they have on Facebook. They don't treat them like friends. They treat them like fans. It's like that.
That's why Facebook sucks.
Exactly. Now, I want to point out...
Al Jazeera.
That's right.
Reporting live from
Al Jazeera. It's Al Jazeera, first of all. Okay, international news item. Okay, now, what I want to say is I have not talked about this with you guys.
What about JWoww? What happened to JWoww? They're feuding, right?
I don't know who the hell that is.
Feuding.
That's the one with the breast implants and the titties in the face.
I don't know who that is. Okay, now let me get your opinion.
She was
on this.
On TNA, remember?
Because
that?
This person that I'm about to
she
bring up.
With Cookie.
Who the hell is Cookie?
Cookie was the.
Cookie Monster?
Cookie was the character in TNA that was supposed to be the Jersey Shore ripoff.
Okay, let's not talk about. This is just bad TV. Jersey Shore ripoff on TNA.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, what I want to get into is that this is a person that is the most disliked on the Carolyn and Joe show.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
There's one that's most disliked?
Yeah.
Who is?
Have you seen...
50%, like, it's only a 50-50 vote.
Now, have you seen Chris Brown's new tattoo?
No.
Oh, my God. You have the internet on here? You gotta see it.
I don't want to...
What is
that,
him smacking some girl?
He has on... Okay, let me just describe it for you. You have not seen it yet. We all know about his issue with
Chris
Rihanna.
Brown is a piece of shit.
Okay, I'm not shitting you. This came out on September 11th.
All those ladies that like Chris Brown are a piece of shit too.
And then they all tweet about him. They say, "Oh, I want him to hit me too."
No, they want to get.
I'm serious. They're like,
get,
"Oh, he's so sexy." Hit
they
me
want
up.
Chris Brown to rape them and impregnate them and then have a Snooki in the face.
Have a Snooki, and then maybe they'll get famous like Snooki because
and then
Chris Brown smacked him around.
Broadcasted by Al Jazeera.
They just want to get up in there and then sue him. People in America do.
I don't like Chris Brown.
Okay, now this is what Chris Brown's new tattoo is.
I remember when Chris Brown
it's
was feuding
with
CM
neck,
Punk.
On the side of his neck, he has a image of a battered woman face. Oh, I'm not shitting you. I'm not shitting
That's
you.
A lot of balls. Now, it kind you get props say, for that, Chris Brown.
I will say, it kind of looks like a Day of the Dead face, but one of the news articles I saw had a picture of the TMZ Rihanna face,
uh-huh.
like the actual face of her beaten, next to his tattoo. And it looked very similar. Okay? And then he claims that the woman is not her.
But we can claim.
Like, no, that's my new girlfriend.
But first of all, I'm like, what type of idiot? This is officially the worst tattoo I've ever seen or heard of.
Yeah.
What type of idiot? Well, first of all,
what type of idiot
beat his girlfriend?
Really?
On top of that, get a tattoo of a battered woman's face on their neck.
In all honesty, what type of person gets their mom tattooed on their neck? What the fuck, Chris Brown?
You need to see the image, though, because it's like...
I don't want to see really, Chris Brown.
And then some people are commenting, oh, maybe he did that because he never wants to forget. And so then I'm like, okay, oh, yeah, so you basically announced it on September 11th, which is even grosser, because what other, like, tragedy happened that people never want to forget on September 11th? So why would you, like, PC-wise, announce this? You know what I mean? Like... Your publicity stunt is on September 11th about your tattoo. It's so gross. I don't know. I just thought...
Yeah, people are stupid.
Chris Brown is just
Why
a
would
waste.
And also, he's going to have to live with that, looking at that in the morning every day.
He has to live with himself knowing that he's freaking slime of humanity.
Yet he still gets awards and all these girls that want him to hit.
Them. Yeah, but you know what? In all actuality, all awards are just bullshit anyway. There's no such thing as awards.
That celebrates themselves has nothing to celebrate.
Tell me what's so great about awards anyway.
I admit, when I was younger, I
no,
used to be
me.
All about...
No,
I'm
just
telling
tell
you.
Me.
When I was younger, I used to be all about watching the Oscars and the, like... CMA Awards,
yeah, but you
Country Music
you,
Awards,
you
and
give,
all that.
You didn't give a fuck about who won.
Yeah, I did. I used to, like... You know how they had, like, ballots in Entertainment Weekly spread? You know, I'd mark down who I thought was going to win, and
yeah.
then who I knew
just
was
like
going to win.
Just like in the American presidency, wise. That vote does not count.
Yeah, exactly.
I remember, like, today in the... we actually saw the cups with the Obama... And who else is running against Obama?
Romney.
Remember those?
What cups?
And you can choose, you know, like from 7-Eleven? Yeah.
The coffee cup.
Yeah. Like, really, that's how people should vote. You should just vote with those cups, because no one's going to go in those ballots anymore. It's a waste of time. People got internet to do.
People got Snooki bashing.
They got Snooki bashing to do.
And Chris Brown bashing. Chris time to be voting.
Yeah, look.
But
why don't those two people get together? See what happens.
Ew, gross.
It'll make her look a little better, though, right?
I don't know, man.
I just can't get much worse looking.
Kim Kardashian and Kanye.
I'll admit it. She looks Jersey. You know, she does. Like, Snooki does not look bad. She just looks like Snooki. She's a Snooki.
She's
you know,
a
she's a Snooki. That's what she looks like.
Exactly. That's what makes her, and so she's a character, and that's why, I guess that's why, if I had to pick a reason why I like her, at least she has a character. She's not like some other boring-ass person on the internet.
Not like a Chris Brown.
She's not no Chris Brown. Mm. Which he is like a disgrace to society, dude. Seriously. I'm not trying to, like, be mean or whatever, but...
Are you serious?
But look at that guy. Look at his tattoo. Google Chris Brown neck tattoo.
How about erase Chris Brown from life? Enter. What about that?
But the bad thing is like, I refuse to promote him on the line because...
But you
first,
are!
No, but I wanted to talk about it on the radio show because it's a different way of getting the emotions out rather than just, like, tweeting out a link to be like, look at Chris's Brown dumb tattoo.
Yeah.
You know? I didn't want to promote him like that. But that was just so stupid on September 11th to, like, see that as, like, a top story.
That was a top story?
Yeah.
As if it was another top story.
I don't know.
I like top stories. Who the hell chooses these top stories?
I don't even know why it's such a big deal.
A top story.
But I'm going to say is that that's the worst tattoo ever, and he just looks like a straight-up idiot. Why would you get a tattoo of a battered woman, even if you didn't beat up a woman? You know what I mean? Like, it's just like, really?
He wants to remember what he did was wrong.
What do you think about Chris Brown,
like,
Brian?
Really?
I don't think I've asked you about Chris Brown
I don't
yet.
No, Chris Brown. I can give a shit about Chris Brown.
And unfortunately,
he
also represents
our state. I
mean,
I know he smacked around the Rihanna chick. Apparently, yeah. That's all I know.
That's what
I never
he's
listened
known
to
for.
His music. I don't. Doesn't he sing? Was that what he does, or
yeah,
is he like Snooki and doesn't do anything?
No, he actually sings, and
he's just famous for no reason.
Apparently, he is semi-talented. Let's just call it semi-talented.
Apparently he's a piece of shit. I mean that like in the mathematical term. I don't mean that in a personal way.
Flush out the brown. Yeah. Flush out the brown. If it's brown, flush it down.
It'll be fun to see Kanye West beat up Chris Brown. That'd be interesting.
Kanye West.
Ugh.
That's what. That's.
So let's talk about somebody that's good. Any good news about anybody out there?
Well, I heard Jesus is pretty cool.
I saw a sign on the parkway that said, Jesus is my candidate.
Yeah, I saw that too.
He's my candidate.
I saw that too. I was like, what the fuck? Why is he running?
I was like, he doesn't need to run. He already put himself up, nailed up on the cross for you all.
It's like, does he have to run for president?
Yeah, too?
He has to go search for your vote?
I wonder what that's all about. Is it JesusIsMyCandidate.com?
I didn't even know there's a website.
It had a website. I'm just going to Google Jesus is my candidate.
Watch, it's just good. Porn.
Yeah, probably.
Hilarious.
Oh, I bet somebody did make a Jesus
yeah,
porn.
It's Spanish. Jesus.
Yeah, and they named it like,
what?
Jesus is my candidate. You thought it was Jesus.
I always find it really, really stupid whenever someone, like a fine art or any performance art or anything stupid involving, I'm not saying that art is dumb, but anything involving art that's using like the Jesus symbol, or they put someone else up on a cross, or they use like some sort
like
of like
Kanye
icon.
Anything like Madonna?
No, but I'm like it, yeah. Well, yeah, but it's different. But like, well, I thought that was, I just think it's sort of at this point, you know, like college students where they do that or anything, like when they use those symbols, it's played out, guys. It's played out. You know what I mean? They already did that back in BC.
That's right.
Wait, no. No, not BC. AD. They already did the AD. AD. No, but like, I think that's dumb, though. Because like, whenever someone's trying to be all shock value, they're like, oh, I'm going to use some religious symbols. And maybe right. that's going to, people are going to be upset about that. You know, but the truth is, no one's going to be upset about that because they don't give a fuck.
Mm. Except for like the Mormons or
what? What do the Mormons get upset with?
I don't know.
I don't even know.
We're Christians.
I do not even understand what
Christians
the Mormon
get pretty upset.
Yeah, but those are Christians.
All right, I don't know. I found out more information about Jesus is my candidate.
Is he gonna win?
Apparently, it's actually a campaign for a local church that's right down the street.
Really?
Yeah.
It's all about the
church. Church.com. Go to church.com.
This person writes, my congregation, blank blank church, is doing a campaign this fall called Jesus is my candidate. I vote for him every day. A dimension of this campaign is thinking about how we vote for Jesus, maintain our allegiance, and focus on him. When all around us people are screaming for us to make either Barack Obama or Mitt Romney our Lord and Savior. Or perhaps saying that the other guy is Antichrist, but our guy is at least somewhat reasonable.
Hallelujah.
Brian has a theory. It goes on, but that's pretty much, I guess, what they're doing. So, you know, everything's political now, especially
whenever it's time for politics, I always bring up Brian's theory on how to fix everything. And that is just to get rid of everything.
That's right.
But it always brings down to a simple car conversation that Brian and I had one time. And I think we even like relived it today. When it was sort of just like, we should just get rid of all parties. Just start from the beginning.
Yeah.
I remember Jack White even said that about like the government happening in Detroit. He was just like, yeah, I think we should just get rid of it. Start from the beginning and fix it. It's not doing any good. Both of the sides are basically battling for the same exact vote, and they have the same exact plea, you know, and they don't care about anybody. They don't care about humans like I don't care about humans, you know? What's the deal?
Just go back to martial law.
Just go back to martial law.
Yeah, dude.
It's
just
not
start killing
work.
In the streets.
You can't just go back to martial law. Martial law has to have a government installed first. You can't just go back to zero.
We're going there.
It has to be today's government proclaiming martial law for martial law to pass.
Nah, screw that.
It's called
uprising, Joe. We take over.
That's called anarchy. No yeah. government is anarchy.
That's what they tell you, but that's just one. It's trying to scare that's you. It's another scare tactic.
Who's they? Who's
the
they?
Government's trying to tell you that. If you overthrow us, anarchy.
The mystery,
no good.
The ex government?
That's right.
Ex government's going to be what's going to take over. Ex government's what's in charge of all countries. It's going to be like, it's like each country has a representation.
See, now, if the people vote, are they going to vote for, like, Snooki? That's what I'm worried about.
What?
if it's like this whole like people's government. You know what I mean?
It's
like,
not. That's the problem. And that's the thing that sucks about the whole situation is every day that we're in this government, they're slowly getting more and more power and
exactly,
just hiding, sweeping
want.
Everything under the rug and hiding from us.
Who is they?
The government.
The government? All of the government?
All of the government.
Well,
it's like
that's
the skulls,
even the,
dude.
The cameras and more people. And then even because of events of 9/11, people are like, oh, sure, I don't mind the cameras now as long as it keeps us safe. It's just like one more open gateway.
It's just one more compromise and just, you know.
Little by
you know
little,
it,
your powers are being taken away.
Well, everyone is so guided by fear and they don't want to question the shit
that's the whole point.
Signing in front of them.
Right.
They're like, why do I have to fall in line over here? You know, they never ask those simple questions. They're too busy being like, don't hurt me, police officer. Or they're like, okay, I'll sign. This is fine. You know, people are just dumbasses, I guess, sometimes.
If you keep somebody in fear, they're not paying attention to what's right in front of their face, which is them getting overruled and just shit on by, you know, the people are supposed to be trying to help us.
Yeah.
Well, also, like, back in the day when you saw a cop car, it used to mean, like, oh, good, the cops are around, like, they can help us. That's, you know, it's always a good thing to see a cop car.
And now everything's like
now
City of Compton.
Now it's more like, oh, shit, there's a cop car, slow down. And, like, it's, you know, it's like...
Yeah.
It's like a warning, but it's, you know... People don't want to be around the cop, but back a few years ago, it used to not be like that. But, you know...
What year was this? What year
like,
was
never
this?
That was. But, like, also, I think that the government really wants people... They probably love Jersey Shore. They probably love Super Bowl Sunday. They probably love American Idol. They probably love drugs. They probably love...
they love Chris Brown and
Chris Brown
all
and Michelob
this
Light and all this. They
all love all these distractions.
Only Michelob Light. Coors, actually, I should say.
The Rocky Mountains.
They probably love all that because
say
they
it like that.
They love people being distracted from real life. They don't want people to know about the stock market or housing industry or. Politics.
That's
why
when you go to
people know about stuff that's all intellectual.
That's why when you go to vote and they have all these side questions that you can vote for, it's all like spoken above your normal human level. You know,
proposition.
It's like if you turn left and you turn upside down, you flipped upside down, vote A. It's like what? And then like all of a sudden you're like, oh, that's like you know, that means we're gonna go kill all the countries. You know what I mean? It's like this backwards way of I always feel like. With anything involving that level of, I guess, government control or any type of copy that they try to give you, it's always spoken, like it's always delivered in the most confusing way, purposefully.
Like some legal talk.
Yeah, but legal talk is fair, but I feel like it's meant to confuse. The way it's written is it's meant to look it's meant to appear both ways. You know what I mean? So like you almost just have to guess what the hell you're voting on. You know what I mean?
And they do that on purpose.
Should we kill this person without killing? And you know what I mean? Like they always do reverse angle talk and it's crap.
Reverse psychology.
Yeah.
Well,
reverse
also,
psychology math.
Also, do you think that they word that because they
yes they do word it.
They word that because they want people to be confused, and that's why. That you have to educate yourself. I'm learning more and more all this stuff. Like, you have to... Really, the power is in your hands. There's, like... Okay, even at the grocery store. Almost every time I go to the grocery store, people in front of me, they ask, hey, do you have a club card? No, we don't have a club card. And that's cool. Just swipe it, whatever. You know, like...
Yeah.
Like, you know, they're just, like, pay full price for everything. When you have a club card, you can get, at minimum... 25% off if you shop properly.
If you're willing to give up your information.
But really, who cares? Oh, you bought milk. Oh, you bought bread. You know what I mean? Who cares? You bought
food.
Oh,
they already got it anyway on your cell phone.
Or even if you pay by credit card, they can still probably find a way.
You got a computer, and they got you right there.
If you have a phone, they got you.
Yeah.
Really, if you talk, and there's oxygen... They can scan you.
But I don't even care if they know that I used a coupon.
If you talk, and there's oxygen present.
you will die.
They can test your breath.
They will tape the air.
You know mosquitoes know that you're present by your breath.
Yeah.
So
that's what the government is.
Exactly.
I'm not saying I dislike the government.
And then they suck
your
blood.
I'm not saying... Okay, I just want to clarify. I am not saying that I dislike the government, but I appreciate their evil ways.
don't. Fuck the government.
Well, in a more artistic,
their either
in their artistic clever ways because they have the balls to
exactly.
Do so.
That's like the way I appreciate Snooki. I don't necessarily like her, but Snooki I appreciate not, that she's making a career for herself.
Snooki is not in control of that. She has handlers.
Exactly.
They have Snooki, Bookie, Cookie, and all them other people helping her out.
Yeah, but see, all politicians do is just put money in their pockets at our expense. They don't get anything done. They spend too much time arguing and filibustering and bullshitting.
What is filibustering?
It's where you just talk and talk and talk and talk forever so that you can keep a motion going and never, like, never have anything get passed.
Isn't that what we're doing right now?
Yeah, but they'll do it in front of, like, the House so that something can't get passed and they'll just keep talking, keep talking, keep talking.
Oh, so it's like...
It's just a tactic to...
So basically it's like
not get shit done, basically.
But it's also like when you go to trial... And basically, you're just trying to run your opposer, the person you're going against. You're trying to run them poor because you have more money than them. So you just keep the trial going for as long as possible until they can't pay for the cost anymore.
In a sense, yeah. Yeah, kind of. But you do it with words instead of money.
What are you talking about? There's words. And
time equals
But you know
money.
What I'm talking about? They do that in trial.
Yeah.
When, like, you know, they try to run you dry.
Yeah, but you got to think about the way the system works. The more money a politician gets, the more likely he is... to get elected.
Yeah, it's
our
bullshit.
Votes don't mean shit. They really don't. Because all these people that get their money, like they give up the money, are like, hey, I'll give you all this money. If you get elected, then you got to do this for me.
So mainly, yeah.
this is what I want.
So mainly, it's like who can bribe more?
Yeah. Exactly.
The bigger briber, the bigger mafia, the bigger, you know, the bigger casino.
Those are the lobbyists.
Yeah. So basically, what you're saying is the government has turned in, is already just one giant mob.
There's
many mobs inside of mobs, and we try to sugarcoat it with little sprinkle words.
And here's the idea. Okay. Say you want to say your vote counts, right? And
me?
No, I'm just saying. Like, say people want to say their vote counts, and you're making an analogy that the government is like a mob.
Yeah.
Well, does a mob let anybody into their business if they don't know exactly who they are and they're not going to do what they want them to do?
Absolutely not.
Okay.
Well, there you go. One big mob, USA. I've always wondered that, and I always knew that that's what it was. I was like...
One Nation Under Snooki. That's the name of this episode right
there. It was always pretty interesting, because I always thought that, too, because it was sort of...
I mean, that's what I believe. I'm not, you know...
I'm not saying it's good or bad, because that's the way process works, too. Good or bad is what? I don't know.
But then there's also, like, a segment of me that, like, takes pride in America, you know? If you read in the history books and stuff...
How we took a Native American land?
That's the thing, though. The reason why we're so bad and, like, so far in the budget and all this stuff is because of that. Because nobody is doing anything to fix anything. And it's gotten so bad because it's been like that for so long. And them just worrying about them making their money and not giving a shit about getting anything done.
It's just ego tripping.
But now it's gotten so bad, no one's going to be able to pull us back out. Like, not in just one presidency. It would have to be...
Over the course of, like 50 years.
Yeah. But you'd have to have all those presidents really going for it. And nobody cares because there's always going to be people just wanting money. They want money. They don't give a shit about anything else.
I mean,
they can set up their families and their kids for the rest of their life and be on their way.
And go anywhere in the world.
Yeah, and do what they want. They don't care. The idea of them acting like they give a shit is so that they can get all the money.
It's just a big scam. It's a con.
Right.
And this is why I love professional wrestling, because at least it's up, at least it's in front of your face saying this is a con.
Right.
As opposed to everything else saying, oh, it's not a con, it's a charity.
I mean, let's put it this way. You know how sick people are in this world. Like, after 9/11, people making fake charities for people to send money to, and they weren't even real, and they would just steal their money and go. I mean, that's just some crooked, cold-hearted shit.
Oh, yeah.
Even, like, when the gas prices went up during the first 9/11 for no reason. It's like, people were overcharging $6, and there's, you know...
Did you hear about that guy in Richmond that just lowered the gas price at one gas station for $1.85 for the day?
No. When was that?
A couple days ago, because he was making a statement about how 4 years ago that's what gas prices were, or 4 or 5 years ago, seven or 08, was $1.85 a gallon. Now we're up to $3.60, $3.70 in that short amount of time. Because, you know, they don't want to, America won't drill here for oil. We got to go everywhere else.
Yeah.
We have oil here. We just can't drill for it here.
Well, they go to Alaska.
Yeah. Wow. They do, but I don't even know if they're even drilling over there.
Yeah, they are.
Are they?
Or they want to.
Yeah. It's, well, environmentalists and everybody else is not letting it happen here, which is retarded, because then we just go start wars to get oil somewhere else.
Really, at the end of the day, it's just going to be a planet that's just going to destroy itself.
Well, stupid anyway. Just work on new technology.
They did. They did, but they fucking the money ups are freaking like stomping them out.
Yeah,
you know?
That's because people are making too much money off of oil. Again, it goes back to people making money.
It's not about what's right or wrong. It's about keeping the position. Right. You know, they don't want
to... Well, it's keeping that position of power to make money.
Yeah, and that's...
If they had to spend all this money to convert energy and all this stuff, then they'd be losing out. Other people would come in and make a business out of it, and there wouldn't be this monopoly market.
Besides,
for
saving the world does not equal green. You know what I mean? It does. Saving the world does not equal
green.
But
also, how much money
do
they
need?
We need
a hero, Joe. We need a hero out there.
Turn
this world around.
We just need to wipe it out.
Yeah, that's
turn it into Mars.
I already have my idea. I'm just going to nuke the whole planet.
That's my idea.
Did you
but
hear
I'm
going to
go
Mars?
Underground, and then I'll come back up and restart it.
No,
here I am.
My end of the world ploy involves poisoning all the water.
There you go. That's
did you hear it. That Mars has snow on it?
Really?
Yeah, I heard that today.
They have Christmas there?
Yeah.
Nice.
Santa visited them.
Maybe I'll look into
cool.
going there next year.
I'm going to Mars. Peace out.
I think that's the best way I can end the world is just to get rid of all the water.
No, then we die.
Because if I nuke it, if you nuke the world, that's sort of like...
What country would you start with first?
What country would I start with first? Atlantis.
Atlantis. No, I would just build an underground society, be able to sustain life for at least 100 years underground.
There probably already is an underground society in D.C.
Well, there is one in New York.
Really?
Yeah.
The people that
live in that subway.
I forgot what it's called.
Subway.
There's a name for
those
that.
Those are the people
the
that are going to survive.
Bunkers or... I forgot what they're called. No.
The people that live with
called.
The rats down there. Those are the people that are going
to
survive.
They build the houses and stuff under
them. Yeah. But if something really bad happened to the planet, those are the people that are going to survive. And then they'll have to just rebuild. And you can be the king of the underground.
No, the people that are going to survive are the people in the rainforest.
They what rainforest? That's been gone forever.
But the ones
there's
that
there's a couple
there,
tribes down there.
Yeah, those tribe people, they're going to be the ones that are going to survive.
Oh, yeah.
Everyone else is fucking going
to
kill each other.
Good,
then because they have
back
too much
to the way when it started with the
yeah,
Indians.
Exactly.
Let's hope they do
just,
it right this time.
Just like in the fucking movie The Time Machine. Just like in the H.G.
right.
Wells movie The Time Machine.
That's
did you
right,
watch
dude.
That shit? When they go in the when he saw the future, he saw the world destroying itself, and then at the end of it, it goes back to the jungle.
That's
and that's
right.
how I want to end today's radio show. My name is Joe.
And I'm Carolyn.
Thanks for joining us, Brian. Hope you
all
had a good time
thanks,
talking
guys.
About Snooki and the end of the world and politics.
Oh, yeah.
It's great. It's greatness. My name is Joe.
And I'm Carolyn. Again.
Oh, did I already do that?
Yeah. Plugs.
StraightProductions.com, curls-studio.com, Horsepower Productions. Don't forget to check out Curls every week. And I'll see you all later. Be positive.